This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tomorrow, Ricky Rocket will be teaching us a class on doublespeak and newspeak. So if it sounds a little difficult to understand, now you know why. That will be tomorrow. I want to wish all y'all, Happy New Year. And let's hope it doesn't get any worse and that it does turn around and get better. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
You forgot, you fellows.
You fellows?
That's what a lot of people say in Australia and New Zealand. They say you fellas.
Ah, okay. Well, I didn't know that. So now we just added another one to use guys, which would be Philadelphia. That was named Philadelphia after they had a mayor, Wilson B. Good, who had a trash crisis decades ago, and they used to call him Mayor Bad Wilson. And so instead of calling it Philadelphia, they called it Filthadelphia. And so, yeah, that's so. and then you have y'all, that would be in the South, and then you'd have Ewins or Yins out here in the Midwest, and of course now we have the Australian version. That's great. So, Gwyneth, fires are, how close are they to you? You've got fires in southeastern Australia.
We have fires in Gippsland, which is about 300 miles or thereabouts from us, and it's downwind. So we've had a lot of smoke haze in the last week because there's also fires in South Australia as well, which is also hundreds of miles away. We don't have any fires in this immediate area at the moment. So there's no danger to me at the moment from bushfires. And the other major fires in Australia at the moment are all around Sydney, which is around about, once again, it's, probably about 800 kilometres, 900 kilometres, which is something like 600 miles from us in the other direction, in northeast direction from us. So there's no danger to us at the moment from bushfires. So, but keep praying because it certainly is tinder dry out there at the moment. Yeah, and we are in an area that is actually known for bushfires. So that it's been the grace of God that we... there's been a few since I've come here, but no real serious ones. So bless God for that. You know, that's been over the last 6 years or so, that is. We've had a few bushfires that could have been a threat but turned out not to be. Okay, so that's the bushfire situation with us at the moment. It's completely normal weather for here at this time of year, which is extremely hot and extremely dry. So it's normal also for there to be a few summer storms where we might get an inch of rain within an hour or two. But nothing really to speak of, and that might only happen like two or three times over the summer. And that inch or so of rain, it actually evaporates pretty quickly, given that the rest of the summer is extremely hot and extremely dry with low humidity. But like I say, that's totally normal for around here. All the old timers, they say, oh, yeah, it's just normal weather. You know, it's nothing extraordinary. It's just the media that's beating it up. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it is. But what I was reading is that there were over 1,000 people who were on the beach and the flames were coming toward them and they could not escape. Have you read or
that
heard of that?
That might be in Sydney.
Uh-huh.
That's probably in Sydney.
Yeah. So, they're having fun and they're totally oblivious to, the world around them. They're at the beach.
Uh-huh. It could be
and,
a Gippsland in Victoria, but the whole region was supposed to be evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
So, if it was at Gippsland, then, they shouldn't have been there.
Well, it is in the East Gippsland region of Victoria. Let me spell
that's
it.
Right.
East, of course, you know how to spell East. G-I-P-P-S.
G-I-P-P-S-L-A-N-D. Gippsland.
Correct.
That's where you say it, or Gippsland, as a lot of the locals call it. But that region was supposed to be completely evacuated. They just told everybody in the district to get out. So what those people were even doing on the beach, they must have just had a remote holiday spot which was out of cell range and just not been aware of what was going on, and nobody knew that they were there. And that happens sometimes too. We came across groups of campers like that when we were, traveling around Australia. And I guess at times we must have seemed like a group like that as well. If that makes sense.
Well, it certainly does. And what I'm seeing in the images on the internet of these fires in southeastern Australia on the coast is the air is orange, and it's smoky, and it's a lot of particles in the air. And when that happens, most people want to go in the same direction. They want to get out of there. Then they clog the highways and byways. Then they get trapped. So you need, if this happens, and I've been in a wildfire. I have back in the 1990s, Florida was on fire. And it was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen because of the stupidity of the GDP. And here's what I mean. So we were on the interstate going to the National Karate Tournament at Disney, Wide World of Sports. And our children were competing in it. And so we're on the interstate. Everything's good. We're hearing on the radio that there are fires. And, we don't know exactly where we are because we're not Floridians. What happened next was all of a sudden, there's a wall of smoke. And you could sort of see, through it, maybe, 200 feet. But people were going 70 miles an hour in front of you and behind you. They just drove into this wall of smoke. And then the smoke became so thick you couldn't see the car in front of you. And I wasn't so concerned about the cars in front of us because I thought I could pull over. But I didn't want to do that because I thought that the GDP behind me, with the tractor trailers, the semis, the trucks and the cars, they weren't slowing down. So if I pulled over to the side, if I could find the side, but the side was on fire, the grass was on fire on both sides of the interstate, all around us. And people were pushing us into the smoke. And if you stopped, you're going to get killed. If you kept going, you might get killed. That's what it was like. And that's why I can't stand being around the GDP. I really can't. People driving with their flip-flops, not paying attention, and all of a sudden, here we are. We are in an area where there's like zero visibility. And I'm not kidding. I mean, seeing 100 feet, that would have been a tremendous vision back then. It was way less than that. It was zero visibility. And people weren't slowing down. Now, maybe they knew where they were going. Maybe they had some kind of instrumentation to tell them that it's okay. Maybe they were driving the prototypes of the Tesla car, which could drive themselves. Maybe that's what this was all about in the 90s. Of course, I'm kidding. But this is pretty dangerous stuff. But yet people aren't paying attention. So I just wanted to share that. It's when you're in smoke and you can't breathe, it's terrifying. You are being suffocated. And if you can't see, it's worse. And if you're being surrounded by stupidity, it's even worse than that. So I just wanted to share that with you, Gwyneth.
Yeah, I can fully understand that, because a number of years ago, I think I mentioned this on the broadcast before, my husband and I, when he was alive, and our children were living on Russell Island in southeast Queensland, and there was a bushfire on North Stradbroke Island, and it was only 100 metres away across the Kanaipa Passage, as a small sea lane between the two islands, and that sea lane was the only thing, and the mangrove swamp of probably about a 20-metre wide mangrove swamp on North Stradbroke Island and another one on Russell Island were the only things that were between us and this absolutely monumental raging bushfire that had taken hold on North Stradbroke Island. And people say that when you're close to that sort of a wildfire, that it sounds like a freight train. I can confirm that it absolutely does sound like a freight train. It was... We were downwind of it. It was upwind of us. And there were hot embers blowing across from this wildfire, blowing across to our island. And there would have been nowhere for us to go. And the embers were landing in the long grass. And we were getting the kids to run around and stomp the embers out. And even my older boy, who was 2 years old at the time, even him, we put some shoes on him and we told him what to do and to go around and stomp out the embers. And we, you know, and all the other children as well. He had five other children and an adult son, and himself and myself, and we were all stomping out embers. And probably because we did that, that our island didn't catch fire. You know, but I don't know, you know, I wonder how many people would have just stood there being transfixed by the sight of this, you know, like mighty wall of flame that's just, you know, about 100 metres or so away, and, you know, not have thought to put the embers out that were blowing across, and then would have found themselves surrounded by fire on their own island. You know, you hear about people being transfixed by fire. I can very yes. easily see how that would have happened. Oh, and I was pregnant at the time as well. I was either pregnant or I had a newborn baby. I think I was pregnant at the time as well. And, but that didn't, yeah, I would have been. I'm just thinking of the timing of this. Yeah, I would have been pregnant at the time. But like I say, That didn't stop it, because, you know, you've got to put that fire out. And, it really is terrifying, and you have to keep your wits about you. And probably the best thing for you to have done, Vincent, was to have kept moving out of that situation, because if you had pulled over, you may have found that your car was engulfed by flames.
That's exactly right. And at that time... And at that time, we were driving a Ford Aerostar van with a big fuel tank, gasoline-powered. We'll be right back.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I'd like to tell you a very sad story. Let me start this way. There was this woman. I'm not saying lady, I'm saying woman. And she was in a vehicle. And she's 28 years old. She's behind the wheel. And she drove her vehicle on the sidewalk at a school. And she ran over a four-year-old girl.
Oh, no.
On the sidewalk of the school. Yeah, and in Missouri, near us. And so this woman who was driving, fatally struck a four-year-old while driving on the sidewalk, and she was charged with first-degree involuntary manslaughter. Okay? So now the prosecutor, nearly a year after Andrea Elizabeth Hess, H-E-E-S-E, or Hess, this 28-year-old, killed a Columbia, Missouri, a young four-year-old, during a tragic accident, the Camden County prosecutor announced the Class C felony charge on Monday. So it took a year to charge this woman who killed this four-year-old. So there's been an investigation, and of course it's been very sad, but there's some pictures of this woman. And she's smiling. You know, I'm talking about the woman who killed this four-year-old by driving on the sidewalk. So she faces, she's smiling, she's got her dog, and she's got this black tunic on. And it looks like there's a coiled cord that goes to a radio, and she's got this arm patch on that says Columbia Police. We're talking about a Columbia Police woman who drove on the sidewalk.
So she's not a cop, is she?
Oh, yeah, she is.
But well, she said the coiled radio, and I said, oh, no.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So she was driving her the assigned police cruiser, and she faces 3 to 10 years in prison if convicted, but she also runs the chance, according to the Daily Mail, of receiving probation as an alternative sentencing. The victim's family received an award of $3.4 million in a settlement from a wrongful death claim against the city of Columbia, Missouri, and received an additional $125,000 in settlement from the Columbia Public Schools. Okay. The school district denied any wrongdoing or liability when making the payment. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports that the officer hit the child on January 4th while trying to park her police cruiser on the sidewalk at the entrance of the Muriel Williams Battle High School around 3:55 in the afternoon. So why is it that this woman cop was trying to park her car on the sidewalk? Why is that? It's called a sidewalk. It's not called a side race. It's not called a side drive. It's not called a side highway. It's not called a side speedway. It's called a sidewalk. So this cop illegally puts her vehicle on the sidewalk and runs over this 4-year-old. Does the 4-year-old have a legitimate reason to be on the sidewalk? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's where 4-year-olds are supposed to be.
Well, I'm sure their teachers said, you know, look, don't walk in the roadway there, don't walk in the driveway. You know, you'd stay on the sidewalk where you're going to be safe. So this cop did that. Now, this woman cop is not the only one that does this. When I was running for the director position at Laclede Electric at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri, that's where the cops parked there. They didn't park on the driveway or in the parking lot. No, no, no. They park on the sidewalk because they're cops. So what is it that should be done to this female cop who ran over and killed a 4-year-old? Okay, yes, there was a financial award. It seems like there's no question, otherwise there wouldn't have been the millions of dollars in award. What should be done to her? I think she should be made famous. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get her all the credit she deserves. Columbia, Missouri. It's every day now. Cops transgressing.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Protests continue outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, as security forces fired tear gas at them today after the pro-Iranian demonstrators spent the night outside the compound's gates. It comes a day after the scene of chaos unfolded at the embassy as thousands of Iraqis took to the streets in outrage over weekend U.S. airstrikes, which left over two dozen Iranian-backed militia fighters dead. President Trump making this pledge as he began a New Year's celebration at Mar-a-Lago in Florida last night.
As you know, this will not be a Benghazi. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. But we have some of our greatest warriors there.
700,000 people expected to be watching in person as the Rose Parade kicks off in about an hour in Pasadena. And this is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are today?
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, class, we're talking about this 28-year-old woman who carries a gun, was operating a patrol car, and decided to get a better view of the students and pulled onto the sidewalk, ran over a 4-year-old, and killed her. And so the question is, what would happen if you decided that you wanted to get a better view of the children at this high school and you pulled your car onto the sidewalk, what do you think would happen? Just pulling your car onto the sidewalk, not running somebody over. Then let's compound that by running someone over and compound it further by killing someone. What would happen if you did that? So, according to this article in the Daily Mail, it says, for reasons that are still unknown, the four-year-old was walking along the sidewalk as buses prepared to take the children home. Still no problem, as far as I can see. She was on the sidewalk. And the woman, cop, a five-year veteran, was assigned to traffic detail at Battle High School. She left a nearby roadway and drove her 2015 Chevrolet Tahoe onto the sidewalk to get a better view of the students. It says that she and another officer performed life-saving efforts, but it didn't work. She killed her. She killed a four-year-old. And she succumbed to her injuries 30 minutes later. Now, was she racing on the sidewalk? Doesn't seem that she was racing on the sidewalk. But she still ran over this girl. She still performed an illegal move, as far as I can tell. Driving on the sidewalk, that's why they have sidewalks, so you don't drive on them. But that's what she did. And she's wearing black. Now, what does that tell you? She's wearing a black uniform. Did she pick the black uniform? I don't think so. I think her police department, somebody there said, black is beautiful, and we need to wear black. You know, compared to blue being beautiful, or tan being beautiful. So the cops are now wearing black as, you know, let us know that, you know, they're kind of like the Totenkopf, you know, the SS. Any comments, Gwyneth?
We've got David.
Is
David there? Is he from?
Yeah, David's joining us. Yeah, David is well versed in the behavior and the misbehavior of the police departments.
Yeah.
His father was a corrupt cop.
He had a group of.
Yeah. He was in a gang of corrupt cops. Would I say that? Did I say that correctly, David?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Gwyneth, you go first. Ladies first. Your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I actually emailed Vincent earlier. I was listening to your conversation on the podcast as I was writing my emails this afternoon. And I heard you and Vincent speaking yesterday on Tuesday's show about, all the various goings on and about the thin blue line flag. And I was actually going to segue into that. And I actually sent Vincent a video of a particular police officer who was illegally parked. He was actually illegally parked on the road, but he was illegally parked at an intersection, right at the intersection, which you're not supposed to do. And cops have to follow the road rules. The police have to follow the same rules as everybody else. And if you see a policeman and he's not following the rules, then you need to go and confront him. And you need to say, oi, what do you think you're doing? You're supposed to be setting an example for all of us, you know, and you're not supposed to be flaunting your position. It's not okay for you to, you know, park in the middle of an intersection. It's not okay for you to just grab a sandwich out of a cafe fridge and walk out the door with it. It's not okay for you to, you know, just go and, you know, travel at, 100 in an 80 zone just because you can. But I see that sort of thing go on all the time. I think that woman who ran over that four-year-old girl, she should be sent to prison for the same length of time that anybody else should get sent to prison for that manner of crime. So if anyone else would go away for 5 years, she should go away for 5 years.
Well,
treatment and protection in prison.
I beg to differ, Gwyneth. I think there should be a multiplier effect for when the people we hire to protect and serve us, and when the people we hire to do our work for us, I'm talking about politicians and people who take an oath of office, you know, to protect and defend, those kinds of oaths, when they violate those oaths, and when they flagrantly disobey the law, when they do that, there should be a multiplier effect of like 1.5. So if it would be a 10-year sentence for us doing something like that, it should be 1.5 times 10 or 15 years. Now, I know that sounds harsh. I know that sounds harsh.
But you know what the Spider-Man effect is?
Please share that with us.
Spider-Man's uncle said, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm. David, your thoughts.
That's what he said.
David,
okay, a couple of things that you said, but I'll comment on that, your statement right there really quick. They don't want to earn or gain that respect. They demand this enormous respect. And that, to me, was where I had the problem, where they expect that. Now, what surprises me about that case is they settled before they even tried that woman. That's very unusual.
Really?
Yes. Usually they never want to go on a civil and settle a civil case before or after the criminal, because they'll use the criminal to try to get off of the civil, and vice versa. So that's what surprised me about that. But here's one better. You brought up about her parking. They parked there. And, yes, Gwyneth is absolutely right that they are, if they're not in pursuit, or having a call at the time, they have to respect every law everyone else does. That's a true statement. And what you said about the uniforms, in the day the uniforms were blue. The shirts were blue for lower officers, white for upper. You know, so yeah, I see the difference about that. But what even gets me more, to make it look like there's a larger presence on the road, they're allowing family members to drive around those vehicles, do grocery shopping and everything like that, and they will park on the sidewalks too. You know.
All right.
And,
David, let me share a quick story with you. So I was behind the wheel of a vehicle that had out of state plates. It was a family vehicle, and the plates were different from Missouri plates. And I was traveling, and it was foggy, rainy, dark, and I was going up a hill. And this vehicle was one that we lent to someone, and we got it back. It's a family vehicle. And the plates were still valid through the end of the month, and it was, you know, like middle of the month. And as I was going up this hill, three vehicles were coming down the hill way faster than I was. By the way, my driver's record is spotless, absolutely spotless. No dings, no dents, no accidents from the 1960s. Never happened, okay? No accidents. Well, so I got to the top of the hill, and there was a police car off the side of the road, hidden, lights off. And he turned around really fast and pursued me. So I pulled into a farmer's driveway because it was a two-lane highway. And it was dangerous to just stop along the road. There's no shoulder. There's like ditches on either side of the road. So I pulled over and license and registration. I said, I just want you to know I'm armed. He said, I don't care about that. Okay. I was kind of surprised. He gave me a ticket for speeding. And I said, I've got your name and I've got your badge number. And I just want you to know that you got the wrong guy. It wasn't me going up the hill. It was one of those three cars coming down the hill. And it was dark. So he decided he was going to get someone, and I was the easy guy because I had out-of-state plates. And I said, I just want you to know, I just live down the road. And here's what I want to know. What are you doing on private property with your lights off, sniping? In the dark. What are you doing? In a police cruiser. And he told me it was policy. I said, whose policy? So he gave me the sergeant's name. So the sergeant goes and tells these guys to go out and snipe. And I guess park on private property. He has no right to park on some guy's farm. Out of view.
Oh my gosh.
So I challenged him. And I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm a broadcaster. I'm on the biggest station in Springfield, Missouri. I named it. I said, I'm going to talk about you, what you're doing, your sergeant, all of you, until the disposition of this case. You know what? Case has never appeared. It disappeared. He got the wrong guy, and I was going to expose him for the criminality. So what you said, David, and Gwyneth, about challenging these guys, yes, you need to do that. But you got to make sure you don't get shot while you're doing it. Because, in Missouri, resisting an illegal arrest is illegal. So,
oh my gosh.
Yes, you cannot resist an illegal arrest. They'll slam your face into the hood of your car if they feel like it. And they can make it up. They can make it up. And there's another story that I wanted to talk about, and it deals with police stopping people in near St. Louis. And we can talk about that a little bit later. But what happens there is the police look for, you know, after midnight on the interstate. They look for targets. And they pull them over. And then they bring the dogs and they sniff around and they smells like marijuana on that money. Then they take the money. And they tell the victim who's been pulled over, you know why we pulled you over, right? Because of your failure to stay in the right lane. Two lanes coming, divided highway. Well, you didn't stay in the right lane. You're in the left lane. So we pulled you over. Naturally, that's what we do, right? Then they find money, and the dog says, yep, smells like dope to me. Now, what currency, what Federal Reserve note doesn't have fecal matter, cocaine, and marijuana residue? What? Tell me what.
It all does.
It all does.
There was actually somebody did a test on it. A number of years ago, it actually got published in a major news publication. I think it was the New York Times or something like that. And they tested something like $1,020 bills for cocaine, and something like 98% of them came up with cocaine residue. This was just random $20 bills out of the general, you know, money population that's out there.
And that's the polite.
98% of them.
And that's the polite part. The rest of it has genital residue and boob residue.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David's with us live in Illinois, both USA Preparers instructors. David, I'd like to ask you to stay with us if you could, because what I'm about to say is going to be frightening, controversial, against the law, high-handed, and I'm talking about highway robbery. There's an article that I have in front of me, and it's by STLPublicRadio.org. STL would be StLouisPublicRadio.org. Headline, quote, St. Charles County Police pressured suspects in private tow lot to hand over $10,000 in cash, end quote. Dateline, December 29, 2019. It's recent. Okay, it goes on to say, and we'll start the quote right here. It's going to take me about 2 minutes to read this, and I think we'll discuss what all this means with Gwyneth and David on the other side of the top of the hour. So this is going to continue into the next hour. St. Charles County officers seized $2.6 million during 39 stops along I-70 in 2018, according to records. That was the biggest civil asset forfeiture haul of any police agency in the state. We're talking about Missouri. The story is part of a collaborative effort reporting initiative supported by the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Okay. Goes on to say, it's after midnight, mile marker 204 on the westbound Interstate 70 near in St. Charles County. Police officers watch for suspicious cars. Once they identify a car, they begin to look for minor traffic violation to justify a stop. Failing to keep right is a common one. And that doesn't mean weaving in the lane. That means you're in the left lane, like the passing lane, okay? So failure to stay in the slow lane is what they're looking for. After pulling over and questioning the motorists, police take them to a nearby towing company, Superior Towing, just off Highway 11, at 11 Elaine Drive in O'Fallon. There, often in the middle of the night, the police begin to take apart the vehicle and interrogate the occupants. They are looking for large amounts of cash, signs of drug connection, and inconsistencies in the motorist's stories. When Fleck, a trained police dog, smells marijuana, on wads of cash, the officers advise the suspects that the best way to avoid years in prison is to sign a legal waiver surrendering ownership of anything in the car, including money. Many readily sign and are released on a traffic ticket. The money, often tens of thousands of dollars, goes into the police department coffers. People are in awful situations. A former federal prosecutor who has represented some of the people taken to Superior Towing. These are often in very coercive, unusual environments, literally waiving their right to their cash in a towing lot in the middle of the night. Basically, they're told, we can take you to jail. You won't see your family for years. The coercive efforts elements are shocking. They don't know their rights. They're in unbelievable situations. They are scary and they are intimidating. And this is literally highway robbery by law enforcement. The idea that law enforcement should somehow have the right to take things from people and keep them, that is insane. Last year, St. Charles County officers employed the civil asset forfeiture tool to stop 39 motorists along I-70. That's Interstate 70. They seized 2.6 million records show. That was the biggest haul of any police agency in the state. No state criminal charges were filed in any of the 39 cases, according to documents filed with the Missouri State Auditor. 12 of the cases occurred after midnight. Almost half involved motorists with Hispanic or Asian surnames. So, what's happening? It says the forfeiture workaround. The asset seizure tactics employed in St. Charles County and elsewhere seem to directly contradict Missouri law, which requires a criminal conviction before an asset is forfeited to a state government. Once that happens, the law requires that the money go to schools. But St. Charles County officers and the other police departments across Missouri sidestep state law. They seize cash without proof of a crime and keep the assets for the police, not school use. Goes on and on and on. Now, there's the old adage, nothing good happens after midnight. Do you think anyone is going to come and help you when you are attacked by multiple police cars? Let's talk about this when we come back after the top of the hour of news and commercial announcements. We are talking about $2.6 million, 39 incidents. That's $6,666.66 on average each. Would that bother you if you lost $6,700? Would that bother you? And you had this choice. Want to go to jail or prison? Or do you want to give us everything you got? Pick one. That's what's happening by the black team, formerly the blue team.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.